I am dumbfounded by the recent controversy over the swearing-in of the first Muslim congressman, Keith Ellison, from Minnesota. There have been demands that he be forced to use a Bible to take an oath, or that he be prevented from using his holy book, the Koran. The controversy over Congressman Ellison's swearing-in began when conservative columnist Dennis Prager wrote that, in terms of taking an oath, quote, America is interested in only one book, the Bible. If you are incapable of taking an oath on that book, don't serve in Congress. In fact, the men and women of Congress are not required to use any kind of scripture or book when they take the oath of office. By tradition, many choose to hold a Bible in their left hand while raising their right hand, but this is strictly a matter of personal choice. It seems logical that Congressman Ellison would choose the holy book of his religion, the Koran, over the Christian Bible. In insisting that Ellison use the Bible, Prager reveals his desire to erect a Christian facade for America, regardless of non-Christian sincere beliefs. Prager is in fact explicit that he only cares about the facade. He points out that atheists have used the Bible for their oaths, and that he himself, though a Jew, would use a Bible for his swearing in. I'm not asking for any theological affirmation, he told MSNBC. The Constitution explicitly prohibits the kind of religious test that Prager and others want to impose. In this case, I am not referring to the First Amendment and the separation of church and state. I am referring instead to Article 6, which intentionally makes it impossible to have an officially Christian government. Quote, the senators and representatives before mentioned shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. But no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Though I am an evangelical Christian, I am glad for this prohibition. I would not want anyone to pretend to be a Christian in order to run for public office. I do not want the state to use its power to impose my beliefs on non-Christians, any more than I would want the state to use its power to impose the beliefs of non-Christians on me. I encourage those who want to force people to take an oath with their hand on the Bible to instead use their hands to open their Bible to Luke 6:31, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.